Okay, Rabbi Sai, so we started learning yesterday Hilchas Giluach, the halachas of having a haircut, and we learned yesterday about the peyos finish at one of three positions. I said I would bring you a picture today, and I think I have. There is a booklet on haircuts by Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, my cousin's son. Yeah, and in there he has pictures of where the pies start and finish. And he's got an A, B, and C.
I press 5.
Shkoyach. He's got A, B, and C, and he says that there are three positions for the bottom. He says there are three positions. I'm afraid those who are listening online can't see this, but there are three positions for the end of the pyre, the bottom end of the pyre, alongside the ear, either in the middle of the ear, in the middle of the lobe, or at the bottom of the canal, at the bottom of the hole in the middle of the ear, or at the bottom of the lobe. A, B, and C, different shittas. Yeah, some people are makpid all the way down to the bottom. Most people say that it's the middle. You can feel there's a ridge somewhere in the middle where the jaw joins, where the jaw is hinged to the skull. The next halacha is an interesting halacha because I daven at a certain minyan at a certain time of the week. I'm not going to say where it is or why. And there is a gentleman who is a frum, Shomer Torah Mitzvos, comes davening, but he is totally shaven. In other words, yeah, and he does not have alopecia. It's not what's called. He has no hair on his head, right? He's totally shaven. And it's become quite fashionable, skinhead haircut. Yeah, which is no hair at all. What? No, it's not medical. He hasn't got an illness. Yeah, but it's a style. There are a lot of people, I don't say there are a lot of people, but there are people who are going bald, and they don't like being bald. And, there's a choice of the toupee or the hair extensions and I don't know what. Yeah, but the alternative is that they shave their entire skull. And that way you can't tell whether or not they do or don't have hair. And it's quite common nowadays. There are people who do that. The shaila is, so now you've got no hair whatsoever. Do you have a problem of not creating payas? Right, because there are no, you can't see the payas. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you're not creating a round fryer tuck haircut. Yeah, so the question is that mutar or not? Says it says Shulchan Aruch clearly in Hilchas Giluach Siman Kuf Bei Aleph in Yodea Sif Beis Bein Shegileach HaPeis Bilavad. If he only cut off the peis and he left the round haircut of the monk, yeah, Bein Shegileach Kol Harosh Im HaPeis, or if he shaved the entire head including the peis, Chayev. He's chayev. In other words, that's called hashchosas hapeyos, if you destroy the, what's called, because there are two, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying really is, there are two isurim. One is hashchosas hapeyos, that you have no, it's because, that's by Kohenim, right? But Boaz says, lo yisakifu ba'asroishchem. So the question is there be'etzem per se an issa in destroying the payas, or is it only the issa of creating the friar tuck haircut, the monk haircut? In other words, creating the line. Is that the problem? And clearly, halacha says that there are both. One is that you mustn't create the line across from the forehead to the top of the ear, which is creating that line, which creates what's left behind as a priestly haircut. And besides that, there's an issue of being mashkes the payas, and that's why we have a bottom shear. That's why we have a shear at the bottom, and a blinader. Therefore, someone who shaves off, I don't know, I'm a bit embarrassed to go up to him and say to him, talk to him about it, and ask him, you know, because he's a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, he's an Elachid, but he shaves it for vanity, let's say, yeah, but he shaves his entire head. He has absolutely no hair whatsoever. Yeah?
No, that's water.
It's osa. It says osa. Kuf pe aleph sif beis. It says it's osa even if you shave everything entirely and there's no hair left behind whatsoever. It's quite clearly osa. The mafoshim bring down, I think it's learned from a toisus in Nozi or something like that. Right. But it's clearly osa. And yet there are Shomer Torah Mitzvos Elachi Yidden who do it. Do they have a heta? I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch it says quite clearly there's no cholik.
We've got the Rambam who holds the issue is only with the razor. which is Machmir, but
yeah. You've always got okay, drama. but the question is, well, okay, we're going to discuss razor or hair or clippers and what length and whether you have to be able to bend over what's left, etc., etc. The question of what's left behind. This guy's got nothing left behind. It's shiny, right?
Yeah, they used to say
short back and shine. Yeah.
You have to make the announcements.
Oh, I've got to do the announcements. You're right. Thank you very much.
Short back and shine. Very good. Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you, introduction.
That's yes. Somebody got a poster. Okay. Oh, help me, Rabbi Sai. Today is Thursday. The what? No, Macheshvan, first of all.
15th
of Macheshvan, the 6th of November. Yeah, the 6th of November. Torreyway, Northwest London. Our speaker is Rabbi Emanuel Danan Schlitzer on the subject of Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachas Mei Asorah. This week's Torreyway has been sponsored by Family Berkowitz, Lichvoid Simchas HaNesuim of A.D. Berkowitz with Yossi Fishman, which took place on Sunday. And Yerotzen She Yivnu, Beis Neon B'Yisrael, Shem Elis Hilo, and also Lezecha Nishmas, our founder and best friend, Rabbi Yosef Dov ben Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Zichron Lebrocha.
Yeah.
Can I click this on? Shkoyach.
Good morning, my Rabbi Sai. What a pleasure it is for me to have the honor of sharing with you a few words. I'd like to speak about Dover Shebekdusha. I was learning the sugya with my chavrusa in Megillah, and the things which Chazal, well, certainly some of them are Chazal, required, they're only allowed to be recited with 10, in a congregation of 10. Can the Olam help me? What needs 10? You're only allowed to say it with 10 people. So,
sure.
Sorry? Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, and Haftorah, Chazoras HaShatz. According to many Rishonim, the Kedusha in Birkas Yoytze Oer, the Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kevod Hashem, according to many Rishonim, that's also Dava Shabbat Kedusha. Anything else? No, there are opinions that it should be, yeah, but if you, there are some opinions we hold, Me'ikar Adin, that you can say even by yourself because it's Psukim. But, however, speaking about Vale Tzion, interesting, Mishabura, that only came aware of it the other way. Because there are some opinions that hold Vale Tzion is also Dover Shebekdusha, therefore, if you're holding behind, if you're behind, let's say they're up to Uval Etzion, and you haven't started saying Ashrei, then say Uval Etzion with them, then say Ashrei. There's one for you. Okay, right? Sorry? Yekum Poruch Hu, one of them. It's not an issue to say it. It's just, you can't, you're speaking to the Tibur, so it's just not, but it's not Dover Shebekdusha. It's not something which is, Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, right? Yeah, interesting. The Mishnah in Megillah does not mention Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. So look, the Mishnah in Megillah is Chav Gimel on the base, on Ois Gimel in the handout. Ein Persin al Shema, which means we don't say Birkas Kriya Shema. Yeah, Birkas Kriya Shema, which is the Kaddish, the Baruch Hu, and the first Brocha, according to many, because it's Dover Shebekdusha, it has Baruch Hu, Kaddish, and according to some, the Kedusha. Ein Oivrin Lifnei HaTeva, that's what we said. The Chazoras HaShatz can only be done with 10 for two reasons. Number one, Kedusha. Number two, a Chazan can only be Moitzi others when there's 10 people. That means even if he says, let's skip it, well, of course there's 9 of us, we can't do Kedusha, he still cannot be Moitzi somebody else in Shmona Esre, yeah, unless there's 10 people, and even if that person doesn't know how to daven himself. So you need for a Chazan to be Moitzi somebody else, there has to be a minion, yeah? Because really, each person should be davening for themselves, yeah? Chazal allowed the Maila, the importance of a tzibur, of a unit of 10 people davening together, one person and the other people listening in, overrides the Maila of you asking for your own blood, and therefore that's why it's mutter when there's 10. But as you know, that doesn't apply nowadays, because you can only be moitzi the eino baki, somebody who doesn't know how to daven for themselves. But somebody who is a baki, even with a chazan and even with 10, you cannot be yoitzi. Ein noitzi neskapen, ein korin bater, ein maptirin benovi. So that we all know, who knows it. Then ein noitzi mamad moishav. This is something which is done at the funeral, yeah, where they used to, I don't know why we don't do all the following things, we don't do these nowadays. They used to walk a few steps, stop, sit down. They used to, and somebody used to say, please arise, choshev etzibur. People who came to accompany the dead. Ve'noimrim birkas aveilim etan chume aveilim. Also, we don't say this special bracha. U'birkas chasanim, that we know. Birkas chasanim, the choson, it can count as one of the 10. Ve'in mezamnim b'shem b'pochus mazor. When we want to say elekeinu, elekeinu, you need 10. Yeah, the birkas chasanim, the chuppah, and the shavar brachas. And the shavar brachas in India. Sorry? Correct. There's a machlaikas in birkas erusin. That means the bracha, asher asalano es arusais. That first bracha, there's a machlekes whether you need 10, whether that's called. So lachatchila, one should definitely try and get 10. But if not, you can say that. It doesn't make a real nafkamina today. Why? Because we do erusin and nisuin together at the same time. So you'll anyway have to get your 10 for the birkas chasanim, for the Sheva Brachos afterwards under the Chuppah, that everybody agrees that you cannot say unless you've got 10. So these are a list of 10. And there's another one, Karkois. If a person's Makdisha Karka, this is definitely, of course, nothing to do with Dovah Shebikdusha. So if a person's Makdisha Karka, what does he mean? He doesn't mean my field should become Hekdish. What on earth does Hekdish want to do with your Karka? What you mean is the value of the Karka. How do you get it assessed? You've got to have it assessed. 9 people, and one of them has to be a kohen. We learn it all out from Sukkim. So, of course, this last one has definitely not got nothing to do with Dovah Shebikdusha. But at least some of them, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, are to do with Dovah Shebikdusha. That means certain things Chazal only allowed with 10 people. Where does this come from? Why? First, so our aim today is first of all to define what does it mean Doror Shebikdusha. Ata Kodesh. We say Ata Kodesh. I can daven by myself. I can say a bracha, Sheki Deshanu Ben Mitzvoiso V'tzivonu. I can do it by myself. I'm mentioning about a Kodesh Baruch Hu being Kodesh, right? Kiddush. It's mamish, the name is Kiddush. That's not Dovah Shebikdusha. So what exactly is the definition of Dovah Shebikdusha? It cannot mean just the word Kodesh. Well, another ayah. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Kaddish is Kaddish. But Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Vaed. Well, there's no word of Kedusha there. And that's called Dovah Shebikdusha. Right? Nisiyas Kapayim. Duchni. That's called Dovah Shebikdusha. There's no mention of Kiddusha. So what is the definition of Dovah Shebikdusha? Right, that's okay. So the Gemara said, we have to go back to the Pasuk in Vayikra. The Pasuk in Vayikra, at the end, interesting, why it's here, but we have a general mitzvah in the middle of a very specific parasha, which is talking about the halachas of when when how to bring korbanos, that you mustn't bring a korban if it's less than 8 days, and from 8 days onwards you can bring him, but you mustn't shecht a mother and the child on the same day, and you must have the right kavana when you shecht. And you must eat it on that day, the issue of Noisar. And then the Torah, in the middle of all these very, very specific things, says, Ushmata mitzvoisai, you shall guard my mitzvahs, so asisa moisom ani Hashem, a general thing, guard my mitzvahs, make sure that the mitzvahs are done in such a way that they're to be performed properly and you look after them and ensure that you don't bring to yourself in this situation, either hurried or whatever it is, that you won't do the mitzvah properly. These are mitzvahs doraisa. The first one is chilul Hashem, loisechalul Hashem kodshi, yeah? And v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, the positive mitzvah, and not, and I promised you, I will become sanctified. No, I am asking you to make me sanctified among the children of Israel. What does that mean? What does that mean? What exactly does the Torah want us when it says, Lo yisechalalu Hashem kodshi, and I v'nikdashti means I shall be sanctified, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that's a tzivui. So let's look at the Rambam, Ois Beis. The Rambam in Mitzvot Aseh, Tes. V'amitzvah cheese, the ninth mitzvah, which is tzivonu lekadesh Hashem. It's the mitzvah of sanctifying Hashem. V'hu amroi v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So we would have thought, it's a bit like kiddush, it's something which we need to say. V'inyan zois ha-mitzvah, says Rambam says. So what does this mitzvah require us? Asher anachnu mitzuvim, lefarsem ha-emuna ha-zois ha-mitis bo'elam. Kiddush Hashem means to publicize what my beliefs are. And that my beliefs are meaningful. Right? And they are true. And they are absolute, and then they're non-changing, and I firmly believe it and live my life in accordance with that doctrine of my religion. Yeah? Therefore, I'm so convinced of the truth of my Torah, of God's mission for me, that I'm willing to go through injury or even death for that truth. Va'avar bishba aleinu machriach goyver, and even if somebody comes to force us, yevakesh mimenu lichpoy bo yisale, he wants you to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy nishma mimenu. So if he asks us to do avoid the Zara, we will not listen to him, aval nimsor atzeinu lemisa, but we would rather hand ourselves over, we're ready to die, veloy nas, now, listen to the Rambam. He's asking you, bow down to the idol. Yeah, if he's asking you to do Gila Arayas or Ritzicha, that's straightforward and Avera, right? You're doing the actual Avera. Killing, you've caused a loss of a soul. Gila Arayas is the mindset. But if he's asking you, bow down or I shoot you, it's clear, Rabbi Isai, that what? That you're not bowing down to that. You're bowing down. You're just doing an action of bowing down to something, yeah, which happens to be in front of an idol. In fact, if you're bechadrei chadorim, if you are nobody's watching, and there's an idol there, and you're practicing bowing down, that's not avodah zarah. The avodah zarah is bowing down to the avodah zarah with intent that this has a power. That is avodah zarah. It's not just the action. Right, that which you're not even allowed to pick up a coin in front of avodah zarah, that's all also because of maris ha'ayin. It's not actual avodah zarah. Right? So, when the guy asks you, bow down to the avodah zarah, so what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Avodah zarah is not just the action itself, it's the action with the machshava of this is an idol. Says the Rambam, says Ram, in the end of the day, true. You know you don't mean this. Maybe in Shemaim, they won't punish you so severely. They punish you for the image that you portrayed. That even though the person has put a gun to the head and he's forced you, and it's clear, of course, the way you're bowing down, you're doing it to save your life, doesn't matter. You've now awakened a suffix. Oh, does he really believe what he says he believes? He believes there's ein zulosei, Hashem elikin, Hashem echad. Really? And he bowed down. Now, but you know why he bowed down. Doesn't matter. You've aroused the suffix. Your chiyuv is to publicize your emunah. That's what Rush. That's what the Rambam means. Kiddush Hashem means publicize what I believe in. And the ultimate publicity is, look, I'm willing to give over my life. That's one mitzvah, kiddush. There's another mitzvah, kiddush, Rabbi Yisai, in Igdashri, Besor B'nai Yisrael, and that is, Rabbi Yisai, the three cardinal sins, which are Gil Arayis, Shvichus Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Those, you have to give up your life, Ben Betzina, Ben Befarhesia. Whether you're in Chadre Chadorim, you're in the room by yourself with a guy or with anybody, you have to give up your life. And then we have other Averus. All the other Yisurim of the Torah says, you don't transgress them. Where do we learn that from, Rabbi Yisai? You're allowed to be Oiver and any Yisur in the Torah.
V'chai
b'hem, v'lo shayomuz b'hem. Okay.
Now, this person who is trying to pressure the person. Are we talking about a Yid or a Goy?
Both. Could be it's a Yid. Just a second. So here comes. Other Averus. Rabbi Yisai. Then, if he's doing it La'an Osoy, if he's doing it for Zano, he wants you to work for him on Shabbos because he needs you to plow for him on Shabbos. Then, Rambam says, you're to do the melacha, you mechuyev to transgress the isu. Yeah, and the Rambam, of course, we know the Rambam is very strict on this. And if you don't, if you're moisa nefesh, mischayev benafshoy. Many Rishonim disagree with that, but the Rambam holds any mitzvah, even if he's doing somebody else. Not only, of course, if a person needs to go to the hospital on Shabbos and he says, "I don't want to be mechal Shabbos." That's mamash. Everybody agrees that's mischayev benafshoy. But even if it's the guy who wants me to do melacha on Shabbos. According to the Rambam, if I'm machmir, I do not want to be mechal on Shabbos. I want to make a stance. You mischayev benafshu. But that's only, says the Rambam, if the purpose why the guy is making you to do melacha on Shabbos, he needs you to work for him. He needs you to do something. But what about if the only reason why he's doing it, he's making you wear kilayim, wear shatnas, or shave your payas, not because he needs your hair, right? He's got enough hair without the extra bit of the pears. Just in order to make you transgress the Torah. I'll show you what the Jew means with his religion. I'll make you transgress it. Then what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai?
You're moisa nefesh even on
the... Moisa nefesh when? Besoich b'nei Yisrael. Besoich b'nei Yisrael. When there's 10 people, 10 Jews, yeah? Know about this Yisrael. Know what's going on. They see that the guy has got a gun to his head and he says, you better switch on the light, you better drive me somewhere. And there's 10 people, it's Befarhesia. Farhesia means 10 Asora, 10 members of Klal Yisrael. Then you've got a chiyuv to give up your life, even though it's not one of the cardinal sins. Any issu, kilaim, any issu in the Torah, right?
But no.
A switch on the light, which is a fire. You're right. And LEDs today is probably, yeah. But I'm changing to, I can't even say turning on the engine as well today, right? Electric cars. Okay. We know what a melacha is, right? I can't say carrying a handkerchief as well, right? So.
If you're on television, there's only one person or two people, the cameraman and you, you're in front of an audience of millions sitting at home watching you.
Jeez. Yeah. So the Medayek from the Rambam, it doesn't say in front of 10 people. It says if 10 people know about it. If 10 people that's a really good. Even though, of course, it won't help for a minion, things like that, but it's 10 people know. Right. Okay. Now, however, there's one more thing where you... Now, here, it's before in the Rambam. It's got to be an Issel, though. If it's a minhag of Klal Yisrael, we wear payas, right? Or where we wear a long rekel, you don't have to give it your life. Even if the guy is saying, I don't want you to wear your long rekel because you dress like us, yeah? If he's not, yeah? But that's mutar betzina. right? He said, I don't want you, I want you to shave off your pears. He's doing it not to make you, he's doing it to make you transgress the Issur, but it's not doing it in public, right? In other words, public means 10 members of Klal Yisrael. There can be a million goyim, doesn't matter. That's not called Pharisee. It's got to be 10 members of Klal Yisrael. If he asks you, then you are allowed to do it because it's not. Yeah, Barabi. Okay, we've gone. Now there's one more stage. Yanki?
Yanki.
There's one more stage where you have to give up your life. Gzeras Shmad. Gzeras Shmad means when the Rambam gives the example, when Nebuchadnezzar, our whole raison d'etre of our culture, of our people, of our nation, is to make you disdain and tread upon your Torah. Right? That's called Shmad. When they're saying, we are out to get the Jews to transgress their Torah. Then you have to give up your life, even Betzina, and even Betzina, and even if it's not a actual Isur, such as Harakta de Mesana. The Jews wear white laces, and they say, we don't want your white laces anymore, black laces. That's not an Isur Minat Torah, that's just a Minat. Even for that, you have to give up. Rambam says, all those are Bichlal, so we have. So what do we have now? All those are Bichlal Kiddush Hashem. So the three cardinal sins, always. Any other Avera, always Mutar, even Befarhesia, if he's doing it for his benefit. But if he's doing it in order to transgress, then in private, that means as long as there's not 10 people, 10 Jewish people, Mutar, and therefore, Chayev, according to the Rambam, and if you don't, Mischayev Nafshe, it's the equivalent. And then we have, but Befarhesia, if there's 10 people, then even if it's just a love, Be'alma, he's making you wear shatnez, then you have to give up your life. And number three, Shas Hashmad. If it's a Shas Hashmad, then you have to give up your life for any reason, for anything, even just a minhag. Now, this, Pesach Bnei Yisrael, the Torah distinguishes that sometimes you've got the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but only Pesach Bnei Yisrael, which means in front of 10 people. When is that? It's talking about the other Averas, when he's doing it to make you transgress La Avira La Torah, then he's got 10 people. For that, the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. What is B'soich B'nei Yisrael? Here we have a drasha. It says, Rabbi Isai, it says, Admosai, V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. How many is called B'nei Yisrael? So the Gemara says, you look at the Pasuk in Shlach Lecha, and it says, Eida. It says, Admosai la Eida Ara Azois, by the Meraglim. How many is Eida? How many Meraglim were there that Kadosh Baruch Admosai la Eida Ara Azois? 10. Because Yeshua and Kalev were not counted. So you got 10. Then you go, right? Then you go to the Pasuk in Kairach. He bodlu mitoich ha Eida. Yeah? He bodlu mitoich ha Eida. So, Eida means 10. And when it says Ibadlu mitoich ha'eda by Koirach, it also means 10. Question is, how can it mean 10? He told them, separate yourself from the whole. That means there were hundreds of them. But we leave that question. So now I have the word toich. Right? I've got I made one gzeira shava, Eda. Tells me Eda means 10. Now I've got, this is what I want. I want the word toich. Ibadlu mitoich ha'eda and ois dalid. You've got the word toich into the Eda, and it says, V'nikdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. I don't know what b'nei Yisrael, how many does it mean? We make that gzera shava, toich, just like Eda is 10, so to here, when it says besoich b'nei Yisrael, it means 10. So that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. Came along Chazal, and said, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. That means it's my action. Action speaks louder than words. I am so committed to my religion, I believe it with such certainty, that I'm willing to suffer the consequences, if need be, ad kedei kach, that I'm even willing to undergo to die for it. Now, of course, if a person goes through Yisuri because of his religion, of course there's an element of Kiddush Hashem. Right? In fact, there is an element that Yisurim are worse than Misa. Right? The Gemara in Ksubas that says if Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would have been threatened with ongoing infliction of pain, torture, they would have succumbed. Right? So there is a right. So when a person goes through Tsar, he's willing to suffer the grin, then he's also Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim. So, this Kiddush, Chazal now extended it. There's certain things which we've taken the idea of 10 people. 10 people together is a new entity. It's not a collection of individuals. 10 is not 1 plus 1, because you've actually got something new here, right? There's certain things which we've instituted, such as Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu means bless in second person, plural. When people are coming together and saying Baruch Hu, that's a completely different, and they're saying Baruch Hashem Baruch L'Olam Va'ed in unison, that's a completely different bracha than each one saying it by themselves. Kedusha, when we come together and say Hashem is Kodesh, what does it mean Hashem is Kodesh? HaKodesh, for me, it means Hashem's got no agenda. He's lemala from this. He's got no. Not only doesn't have any physical aspects, he doesn't have any physicality in the physical sense, but he doesn't have any of the chesroinos, any of the character traits which are found wanting. He's got no chesroin whatsoever. He's completely mufrash from the olam. Unlike many religions, the god of evil, the god of the dark forces. No, God is completely removed from all that. That's what Kodesh. We are Kodesh. By saying HaKodesh Hashem is Kodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu in return infuses us with Kedusha. A statement of Kedusha stated by 10 people is completely different. It's exactly, what's the difference between we are saying Hashem is Kodesh, Berabim, and me davening by myself at HaKodesh? It's the same thing, it's the same inside. But when it comes from a tzibur, it's a new entity. It's got a new chashivus. Chazal wanted to show that chashivus, and therefore they said you can only do it from 10, and we learn it out from v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Just like there, we find the musaf of when is my declaration of Hashem's kedusha? It's with 10 people. That's when I'm mechuyev to display how my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm willing. So too, Chazal said with certain things. With certain things, you say with Kedusha. That's why I was in Behurachum in the Tachanun. So a few psukim here at the beginning have been changed. Ato Hashem lo yisichla rachamecha. So the pasuk is lo yisichla rachamecha mimeni. That's the pasuk, but we change it to the rabbim. Because when we are a rabbim, we are a new entity. I'm not davening by myself. I'm part of a group. And later on, im yisakveinu yaneinu Hashem v'yoyin tzara yisakveinu Shem Elokei Yaakov. It's a pasuk which was in Yochid. Something which the rabbim is a completely different entity. Chazal, of course, however, Rabbi Yisai, Dova Shebikdusha, the requirement to say Kedusha with 10 people, and the requirement to daven with 10 people, and Shalech Tzibur only b'moiti with 10, and the other, and Kaddish, that, of course, is Midrabonon. Since it's, that means it's an Asmachta, says the Ran, it's not Minatar. That's why you can use a 13-year-old. You know, normally, a 13-year-old, unless you know he's got Cyrus, you can't rely for him for Toraisa. Right? Minatoria you can, but Chazal said maybe he hasn't got Cyrus. So for instance, Parsha Zohar. He can't lay. He can't be moitzi you. He can't blow the shofar for an adult, even if he's 13, because at least on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Kiddush. Big problem. The father's gone away. The mother needs to be Yotze Kiddush, and she's got a 13-year-old. better that the wife should say Kiddush than the 13-year-old boy. But, right, however, 13-year-old, do we use them for minyan? Yes, we do. That's because it's a job on it, an asmachta be'alma. But the concept of 10 being a new entity, there's Ashuras Ashchina, that Chazal saw it from the Pasuk. So though they extended the Pasuk, the understanding of Nikdashli B'Bnei Yisrael, the idea that 10 is not just a group of individuals, it's a new entity, is there's Ashuras Ashchina in 10, that they saw it from the Pasuk, and they extended it to other places as well. Thank you for listening, Rabbi Yisrael.
Very nice. Not the other side of the page.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, the Rambam.
Just turn off.